Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
This episode of Canada Land is brought to you by Douglas, a mattress that is trusted by more than 200,000 Canadians from coast to coast to coast. It's a great mattress at a very reasonable price point. Comes with a 20-year warranty and a great deal for our listeners. Douglas is giving you a free sleep bundle with each mattress purchase. Get the sheets, pillows, mattress, and pillow protectors free with your Douglas purchase today. Visit douglas.ca/CanadaLand to claim this offer. That is douglas.ca/CanadaLand. Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you. Guys, there is no good reason for this show to go away. There just isn't. There are now 10,000 of you listening to this every week. That number just keeps growing. There are freelancers coming to me all the time with amazing story ideas, things that need to get discussed but which aren't getting discussed, which no one else will cover. There is a steady flow of leaked information that I'm receiving. Documents and tips and information from inside newsrooms and inside media organizations. Things that people who work in these organizations want the public to know about but can't disclose themselves. And there is this constant encouragement that I receive through your emails on Twitter that this show is wanted, that it's hitting a nerve, that people want me to keep going with this. And on my end, all I want to do is keep going with this. This is thrilling. I'm having the time of my life doing this show. Everything is just going incredibly well. It's beyond my expectations. The numbers, the response is beyond what I imagined when I started this. And it's just not working. Financially, everything is working but this one dumb thing. And I don't accept it. I don't accept that you can have supply. I want to make the show, demand, 10,000 people want to listen to it, and we can't figure out a way to keep it around. So I figured out a way. Or I should say, a listener figured out the way. Simon Anthony suggested to me a crowdfunding site called Patreon. I had a lot of reservations about crowdfunding, a lot of reservations about Kickstarter for reasons that I'm going to get into later on, but this site fixed it. This site solved for all those problems. If you're in front of a computer, if you've got a phone in front of you, please follow along at home. Go to patreon.com/CanadaLand. Here's the mechanism. Here's how it works. It looks a lot like Kickstarter. It looks a lot like Indiegogo. There is a crucial difference. I am not setting some arbitrary stopwatch where I say, give me as much money as you can over the next 30 days or the podcast dies. I shoot the puppy in the face. I'm not holding the podcast up for ransom. I'm asking the listeners of this show for ongoing support. My question to you is not, how much can I get out of you right now? My question is, what are you comfortable with contributing to the show on a monthly basis? And the minimum pledge that the site sets it to is $1 a month, you know, which works out to 25 cents a podcast. Now, what I want to do with that money is this. If we can get it collectively up to $1,000 a month, then the show lives on. I stop losing money on it every week, and Canada Land lives. But I want to do more than that. There are some long-term goals with this show. I would like to do this full-time, and if we can get $4,000 committed per month to this show, I will do it full-time. Now, for me, that's a dream job. This is what it means for you. The show will get a lot better. I like making documentaries. I've only had a chance to do it twice, once with that oral history of Vice magazine and once with that very short documentary about The Grid. Now, those are two of the most popular episodes that I've posted, so I have some idea that you guys like that stuff too. I would like to do a lot more by way of radio documentary. I would like to do more investigative reporting. There are some revelations that have come to me that are shocking, but which require a commitment to doing the journalism, to check them out, to speak to many sources. I want to get those stories on the air. I would also finally improve the website at $4,000 a month, but the big difference that you will see as a listener to this show, if we can make this my full-time job, is that I will produce two shows a week. I will double the output, and I have a concept for that second show. One of the problems with the weekly format, the feature interview or feature documentary format for Canada Land, is that it is not responsive to what's happening in the media right now, and also it requires me to ask this question of any topic: does that really merit a full half hour of discussion? Often there are things that pop up that are not getting talked about that require a response, but don't really fit into that weekly format. So what I want to do is continue to give you Canada Land on Monday with one in-depth story, and then later in the week, Wednesday or Thursday, have an episode that's, I don't know, sort of structured like the first 10 minutes of The Daily Show, where we just go over a bunch of items that have been in the news and that I think require some commentary, some feedback, some pushback. So that's what I would do if this was all that I did. And there's a goal beyond that. Call it the moonshot goal. Call it the long-term goal. And I don't care if it takes a year, 2 years, whatever, to get to this level, but I think it can be done. If we can get $10,000 into the show per month, I know that's a big number, but there are, once again, 10,000 listeners to the show. So I think it's possible. I think it's a rational goal. If we get there, $10,000 a month, then Canada Land is no longer just a podcast. Canada Land is a podcast network and a daily news site. Canada Land essentially becomes a news organization, and I start hiring freelancers. I'll have a team of people chasing stories constantly, and I will develop and debut a new podcast. Listen, Canada desperately needs a good politics show. I am not the person to host it. I want to hear this show. I want to hear a show that puts into plain language, that takes out weird insular Parliament Hill reporting jargon, this insider discourse that removes us from the political process. I want somebody to break it down in plain English, to have the kind of conversations with elected officials that I have with people in the media. That would be, I think, the first spin-off podcast in the Canada Land podcast network. And if you've got some suggestions on who would be the right person to host that, why don't we start talking about that right now? That is the long-term goal. That is the vision for what Canada Land could be with enough support. I think we can get there. If everybody who listened to the show committed a dollar a month right now, we would be there right now. Of course, that's not going to happen. That's not how crowdfunding works. A lot of the people who listen to the show are not going to contribute anything at all, which is why I'm encouraging you to give me what you're comfortable with. And I've built in some perks for that. Look, every bit helps. If it's a buck a month, thank you so much. If it's $4 a month, thank you so much on the show. I will thank you by name on the show if you want me to use your name on the show. If you can part with $7 a month for this show, I'll send you a t-shirt. It looks great. This listener, Raymond Bissinger, who is an incredible designer, you can check him out at 15.ca. He took it upon himself to design a new logo for Canada Land. And again, you can see that at patreon.com/CanadaLand. You'll get a t-shirt at the $7 a month level. And you'll also get a download of this ebook that I'm working on. I used to do all these media pranks when I was a columnist for Saturday Night Magazine and when I was a punk college student making documentaries. I would approach the press with just absurd nonsense, and they would often report it as news. And I would write about it. I want to put all that stuff together in a book, add some new things that I've never written about before, and release it as like an ebook single. And if you contribute $7 a month, along with a t-shirt, along with an on-air thanks, you'll get a free download of that ebook once it's out. Now, I understand that a lot of people have a hesitation to sign up for a recurring charge on their credit card, even if it's just a dollar a month. They would rather just give me $20 a month at once than make a commitment to giving me money on an ongoing basis. And I know that Kickstarter is a more well-known brand than Patreon, and I'm sure that I would do a lot better. I would make a lot more money right now if I just did an Indiegogo or a Kickstarter. But I'm asking you to contribute, so I'm going to be open with you about my motivations here. I think that those sites are great for kickstarting something. They're great for getting a project going, for writing the screenplay, for doing the first press of a book. They're even great for finite projects, making a video game, making a movie. They are not great for ongoing projects like this. I am not asking you to save Canada Land. I am asking you to sustain Canada Land, to be the fuel that keeps it alive as we go along. Now, that works out a lot better for me. I would rather have a job, a paycheck, than a big windfall, a big sack of money to burn through and then have to do the whole thing again. But it's not about me. I think this model works a lot better for the listenership. I mean, when you give money to a Kickstarter, when you give money to an Indiegogo, you're investing in a concept, you're handing over your dollars, and then you're kind of out of the process. The creator has what they needed from you, and they're going to go and make whatever they're going to make. But if I am reliant on my listenership to maintain their subscriptions, and I want to say this, one of the reasons why people don't want to sign up for recurring charges is they figure that it's going to be so annoying to cancel the subscription that they're never going to do it. Patreon knows that, and so they've made it super simple to cut me off. It's not like getting out of a cell phone contract. You just go on the site and stop giving me money. And so my job becomes convincing you to never do that. That moment where you're budgeting and your partner is looking at the credit card statement and says, honey, why are you still giving Jesse Brown $7 a month? You haven't listened to that show in ages. My job is to make sure that that moment never happens, to keep this show vital and engaging, to keep growing the audience, to keep making the content better and better. That's the situation, guys. That is my pitch. Thank you for giving me the time to explain it as exhaustively as I can. I want to be as transparent as I can as I'm asking you to do this. And in fact, to show my appreciation for listening to this pitch this week, I've lined up a month of incredible shows for Canada Land. Next week is Kate Beaton, who of course draws Hark a Vagrant. There's a good chance you're among the 1 million people who read this comic every month. If not, have a look right now. It's wonderful. I want to speak more and more with people who are actually taking the initiative of building new paths, new ways of doing media in Canada. And I can think of nobody better to start that with than Kate Beaton. After that, I'm going to talk about Israel. I'm discussing the Gaza War and the media's treatment of the Gaza War with Norman Spector, a former ambassador to Israel from Canada, and who is also the former publisher of the Jerusalem Post. Week after that is Mark McKinney of the Kids in the Hall. We're going to talk about Canadian comedy. We're going to talk about Canadian television. And finally, guys, Glenn Greenwald is coming to Canada. He's coming to Ottawa for a live event. He's going to talk, and afterwards, I'm going to interview him on stage. If you live in Ottawa or if you can come to Ottawa, Google Glenn Greenwald in Ottawa, buy a ticket, come check it out and say hi to me. If you can't make it, you're going to hear my interview with Glenn Greenwald, the journalist who worked with Edward Snowden on the NSA leaks. I'm going to ask him what he knows about Canada that we do not, because Canada came up a lot in those documents. And that's going to be on the show in 4 weeks' time. It's going to be live in Ottawa on October 25th. Now, listen, the last thing I want to say is this. I don't think you guys owe me anything. I put out a free podcast every week. I want you to come listen to it. I've asked you to come listen to it. I ask you to recommend it to your friends. If you don't send money to this show, I still want you to listen to this show. There is no moral imperative here. I listen to a lot of podcasts myself. There are some I give money to and there are some that I don't. So I'm never going to guilt you about this. I'm just going to remind you of the facts. And the facts are, if I don't get the support, I can't keep the show going. Final thought. If you think you're going to do this and you're like me and you put things off, don't. Crowdfunding works when it works, and all of the data on it tells us that if people put money in early on, it results in more money as the project picks up momentum. So if you're down to kick in $1 a month, $4 a month, $7 a month, and you do it now, that will inspire 3 other people to do the exact same thing. This episode, by the way, marks the 1-year anniversary of Canada Land. Consider it a birthday present. Go to patreon.com/CanadaLand and check out the campaign. I've got a bunch of videos and endorsements and fun little shareable things. I'm going to be pushing this pretty hard this week. I imagine there are a lot of questions that listeners are going to have about this. I'm going to be engaging with people all week. So come holler at me, patreon.com/CanadaLand. Guys, thank you very much. That is your Canada Land show. If you like this show, support it. Hey, I need you to pay close attention to this message. It is not an ad. This is about Canada Land, and this is about you. You need to know that the news crisis is about to get a lot worse. You've heard about the layoffs. We're about to have news closures, and it's very likely that we're going to be seeing the defunding of the CBC. Where are you going to get your information from? What can you do about this? You can support Canada Land. We need you to. And so for this month and this month only, you can become a Canada Land supporter and get everything our supporters get for just $2 a month. That is an almost 80% discount. The clock is ticking on this. It disappears at the end of the month, and then we will not offer it. We need your support. We need to keep news coverage alive in Canada. Go right now to canadaland.com/join. And thank you.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/trip for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.